From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Javier Solana, says he's concerned about Iran's missile testing and is calling on Iran to quickly resolve issues surrounding its newly disclosed enrichment facility. Iran's foreign minister is saying today that the missile launches of the last 2 days had nothing to do with the revelation of the new facility. President Obama will travel to Denmark this week to make a personal pitch for Chicago's bid to host the 2016 Summer Olympics. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama will make a presentation to the International Olympic Committee on Friday, just before the committee votes on a site for the Games. He'll argue that Chicago is best suited to host the Summer Olympics and say the United States is eager to bring the world together. Mr. Obama will be the first president to make such a personal appeal to the IOC. He'll join First Lady Michelle Obama, a Chicago native who was already scheduled to make the trip. Aides held off confirming the president's participation, saying Mr. Obama's first priority is advancing a health care bill in Congress. The short Copenhagen trip is not expected to interfere with that. Mr. Obama leaves Washington Thursday night and returns on Friday. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.
There's another big merger in the technology sector today. Xerox says it will buy Affiliated Computer Services, a business services company, for nearly $6.5 billion. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
Xerox will pay more than $63 a share for ACS, which is a third more than the company's stock was selling for Friday. Although Xerox became famous because of its copiers, in recent years it's made much of its money selling document management services and computer printers. While the company is considered financially healthy, it's been hurt by the recession. The merger with ACS will create a single company with annual revenue of about $22 billion. It will also triple the amount of revenue Xerox makes from business services. As the stock market has rebounded, the number of corporate mergers is gradually increasing. Last week, the computer maker Dell bought the business services company Perot Systems for almost $4 billion. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.
There's another big merger. The new audio message from Al-Qaeda is calling President Obama a fraud for not bringing about a freeze in Israeli settlements in the West Bank. In the 28-minute message, the group's deputy leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, eulogized a Pakistani Taliban leader and criticized NATO forces for remaining in Afghanistan. In this message, al-Zawahiri called Obama a fraud who pretended to be affected by the suffering of Palestinians. Some experts have suggested that al-Qaeda has been struggling with Obama's popularity in the Muslim world. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 142 points at 98.07 in trading of 1 billion shares. The NASDAQ Composite Index is up 45 points at 21.36, and the S&P is up 18 points at 10.62. This is NPR News. International criticism is growing over the arrest of film director Roman Polanski for having an unlawful sex with a 13-year-old girl in Los Angeles more than 30 years ago. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Polanski's arrest is being widely condemned by filmmakers and actors across Europe. Officials in France and Poland, where Polanski holds dual citizenship, are particularly incensed at his treatment, even as victims calling for charges against him to be dropped. Polanski will have to remain in detention until the lengthy extradition process is completed. His lawyer says he will fight Swiss extradition to the United States. A Swiss judge is indicating that Polanski could possibly be released on bail, provided he doesn't flee Switzerland. But Polanski did exactly that 31 years ago. After pleading guilty to charges of sexual misconduct, he fled the United States. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
International climate talks begin today in Bangkok, Thailand, with the warning that unless an agreement can be reached, future generations may have to fight for survival. At issue is a deadlock over emissions targets. Developing countries are also demanding tens of billions of dollars in assistance before they say they'll sign on to any agreement. Western countries have been reluctant to guarantee such assistance. U.S. negotiator Jonathan Pershing says the U.S. won't be able to ask for much from other countries until Congress passes limits on carbon emissions. If you're old enough, you likely know her first name, Lucy Vodin. The woman who helped inspire John Lennon of the Beatles to write the song Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds has died. Vodin was 46 and had been battling lupus. She was a schoolmate of Lennon's son. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News, Washington.